I enjoyed the ride into town. Sitting on the spare tire, I closed my eyes and let the wind blow my ears around. At last, serenity. Peace and quiet. All the heavy responsibility of running the ranch slipped away as if by magic, and I surrendered myself to the touch of the wind. Did I get cold back there? Yes, somewhat. But that was a small price to pay for the peace and quiet and tranquility and so forth. I did encounter one test of my willpower on the way to town. We had just left the Caliche Road and gotten on the main highway when all at once a big cattle truck came up out of nowhere, blew his horn, and passed us. That tested me. Sure did. See, I don't like trucks in the first place. And I like them even less when they blow their horns at me and play big shot. And this one was hauling cattle, and it's real hard for me not to bark at cattle. The temptation to give that guy a severe barking was almost overpowering. Yet I knew in my heart of hearts that if I barked, I would reveal my presence in the back of the pickup. I didn't know what Slim might do if he discovered me back there, and I wasn't real keen on finding out, because among his choices was throwing me out and letting me walk home. So I ground my teeth together and glared daggers at the truck and let him off without a barking. But I vowed right then and there that if me and that truck ever met again, he would get a double treatment, or even a triple treatment. He'd sure regret blowing his horn at Hank the Cowdog, because Hank the Cowdog does not take trash off a truck, not even a trash truck. Well, after a few minutes of breathing his diesel smoke and choking down my anger, I got control of myself and tried to enjoy the rest of the trip. Then, all at once, the pickup began to slow, and the whine of the mud grips moved into a different key. I looked out and saw that we were stopping at Waterhole 83. Slim got out, dusted the alfalfa leaves off the front of his shirt, stomped some of the mud off his boots, rearranged his hat so that it rode at a rakish angle, flicked the toast crumbs out of his beard, wiped his nose on the sleeve of his shirt, and went swaggering inside. When a cowboy goes to all that trouble to fix himself up, you know it's a special occasion. Stopping at the waterhole was pretty special. Well, I waited and I waited. You know about me and waiting. I hate it. Some dogs can sit in the back of a pickup for hours and hours, and it doesn't seem to bother them. Me, I get bored. It's hard for an active mind. Wasn't that the same cattle truck that had passed us out on the highway? Red Kenworth, chrome stacks, a hairy little stuffed monkey hanging from the sun visor. By George, yes, same outfit. And now we knew why he'd been in such a big rush, and why he'd been blowing everybody off the road. Coffee time at the waterhole. I threw a glance inside and saw Slim sipping on a cup of coffee and talking to another cowboy. He'd be another 30 minutes getting out the door. I hopped down to the pavement and sort of casually made my way over towards the truck. Before I made any serious moves, see, I wanted to make sure that the driver had gone inside. I circled the rig, and just as I had suspected, the guy had been foolish enough to leave his entire truck unguarded. Having established this, I dropped all attempts to disguise my behavior and rushed forward. I reached the left front tire, sniffed it twice, and blasted the center out of that pretty chrome hub. I mean, it was a bullseye. From there, I moved on down to the driver wheels on the left side, knocked them out, and kept going, gathering speed as I went along. I made the turn at the bottom end of the trailer, knocked out four axles worth of tires at the back, and headed for the tandem driver wheels on the right side. The procedure couldn't have gone any smoother. I mean, we're talking about world-class speed. I wasn't keeping my time on this deal, but I had a feeling that I'd done the entire left side in something like 48.5 seconds. As I recalled, my Uncle Beanie, one of the fastest tire dogs who ever lived, had once run an 18-wheeler in 1 minute and 58.7 seconds with a first leg of 51.3. In other words, I had me a record going here if I could keep up the pace. The toughest part of running the 18-wheeler marathon comes after you do the trailer tires and sprint for the second set of driver wheels. It's a long run, and by that time a guy has begun to wear down. It's a real test of fitness and training and endurance. Most dogs can't handle it. They'll run out of zip on the straightaway, and a lot of them will sit down and rest. I was tempted to rest. I mean, I'm only flesh and blood, bones and hair and toenails, two eyes, two ears, and did I ever mention that the women folk really do handsprings when they see my nose? I'm not one to boast, but some very important authorities on noses have singled out mine as one of the finest, if not the finest, noses in the entire northern cowdog district of Texas. Where was I? Something about... kind of got distracted there. Huh. Just lost it. Oh, yes. The 18-wheeler hurdles marathon. It's a toughie. And as I was saying, your ordinary dog begins to give out after he rounds the curve at the rear of the trailer and hits that long straightaway. Many are tempted to stop and rest. And in fact, most do stop and rest. Me? I was tempted, but I had a feeling that I had me a record breaker going if I could just gut it out and keep going. Did I stop and rest? No, sir. I ignored the burning lungs, the weakened legs, the terrible dehydration, and all the rest of the physical symptoms of physical exhaustion, and plunged onward to the next set of tires. Gasping for breath, I reached the driver wheels on the right side, came to an abrupt stop, lifted my left leg, and... get away from my truck, you flea bag! Woo! You ever been buzzed with a hot shot? Truck drivers often carry a device called a hot shot, see? It's a long plastic thing with batteries in the handle and two evil little prongs on the end. They use the hot shot to improve the get-along of cattle when they're going in and out of a cattle truck. Apply that same wicked device to an innocent dog who is minding his own business, and you will see an incredible display of gymnastics, acrobatics, and hieroglyphics. Okay. This smart aleck truck driver, this brute, this practical joker, must have come out of the water hole, and perhaps he had just loaded his hot shot with fresh batteries. Yes, I'm sure he had. And he saw me there, minding my own business, hurting no one, making no noise, and causing this world not one bit of trouble or grief. In fact, I was on the point of shattering the world record in the 18-wheeler hurdles marathon. And what did he do? He buzzed me with his hot shot, fresh batteries and all. Buzzed me in a moment of weakness and vulnerability. Buzzed me for absolutely no reason except that he thought it would be fun to see a poor dog do 3.5 flips in the air and come apart at the seams. Very funny. Just for that, I left his dumb old truck. By George, if he couldn't act any better than that, I would just win my world record on someone else's truck. Hey, there were lots of trucks in the world, and most drivers would have... He didn't deserve the honor and glory, and I didn't like his stupid old... I left out of there in a big hurry, zoomed around the backside of the waterhole, and didn't slow down until I had taken refuge, so to speak, behind the north side. There, I caught my breath and tried to lick down the hair on my back, which was sticking up like a stiff bristle brush. That done, I peeked around the northeast corner of the building and did a visual scan of the parking lot, just to be... Huh? Slim and the pickup were pulling out on the highway. My ranch's pickup was... Slim had... How could he? But of course he hadn't known. He was gone. And there was no stopping him. I was stranded, fellers. I had been abandoned in town. You probably think that my next move was to go back around to the south side of the waterhole and physically attack that smart aleck truck driver. Good guess. Yes, I thought about it, long and hard. But after thinking about it long and hard, and I mean doing some heavy-duty soul-searching of my soul, I came to the realization that the guy should be pitied. Tearing off one of his legs wouldn't make him a better human being. It would only lead both of us into a spiral of anger and bitterness. The measure of a dog lies in his ability to forgive and forget. I decided to forgive him for being such an idiot, and not to forget that he still had that hot shot and might use it on me again if I showed myself. So, with that weight off my conscience, I hugged the north wall of the waterhole and waited until I saw his stupid, stinking, rattle-trap of a junk heap truck pull out on the highway. Then, and only then, did I step out and give him a withering barrage of barking. And like all louts and cowards throughout history, he drove away as fast as he could, utterly shaken by my display of moral superiority. Hey, if you're on the side of right, you're on the side of might, and you don't need to bite. But a little barking never hurts a thing.